The Writing Lesson by Beatrice Nelson, narrated by Lily Ward. The summer break has started a little more than 2 weeks ago, but Ellen is already starting to get bored. The days drag along, and she almost can't wait to get back to high school after the summer. Then she will finally get away from this boring itty-bitty village in the middle of nowhere, where there is pretty much nothing to do. This year, her family isn't going on vacation. Both of her parents are working all summer. Actually, she doesn't want to go on vacation with them, but now she will give almost anything to get away from the boredom. She's counting the days until August, when she will be going back to her dorm room, and it gives her butterflies to think that her friend Kay has finally gotten a room in the same dorm as her. Together, they have started daydreaming about how they will decorate Kay's new room. For the last couple of days, they have been at Ellen's long into the night finding pictures online of small rooms with charming decor. They have been looking at lampshades in all the colors of the rainbow, golden candelabras, large vintage film posters, and striped bedding. They've decided that she needs a giant plant with green fresh leaves, which flow over the edge of the pot. And they will eat together every night and have parties with all their friends on the weekend. But today, they are taking a break from planning. Today, they have agreed that Kay will teach Ellen how to ride. Ellen has actually never thought about whether she wants to do horseback riding, but Kay has convinced her that it is one of the best things in the world, and it is, by the way, also a genius way to kill time before they go to the city together and explore all the things that the countryside can't offer. And Ellen always says yes to Kay. They have agreed to meet early. Ellen has just gotten out of bed and is standing in front of her mirror. She looks at her body, takes the t-shirt off she has been sleeping in, and throws it on the floor. She considers what clothes are best for riding. She finds a pair of skinny jeans in her closet and puts them on, along with a loose t-shirt and a hoodie. It is still chilly outside, but in a couple of hours the sun will be baking.